It's always a good to be with you as the church. I will explain what I mean by that in my sermon.
每次在教会里跟大家在一起都是好的无比的，但是关于教会是什么意思，我待会儿要跟大家解释一下。
There is a modern philosopher and Christian who defends the Christian faith around the world.
在当今世界有一个著名的基督教护教家哲学家。
His name is Dr. Ravi Zacharias.
他的名字叫Ravi Zacharias. 他是一位神学博士。
Ravi Zacharias is originally from India and grew up in a Hindu family.
那么 Ravi 他最初他是生于印度。
Ravi early in his teenage years became a follower of Jesus Christ.
那么 Ravi 在年轻的时代就跟随了耶稣。
I really enjoy reading Ravi, his books and articles that he writes.
我非常喜欢读 Ravi 所写的书和他的文章。
Last week, he told us the word for the year in the Oxford Dictionary.
那么上个星期他告诉了说这个牛津词典出版社所推选出的去年的这个一个新词，新的名词。
The English word for the year is post-truth.
那么这个新的流行的词语就是后真理，真理之后。
Post-truth is when you abandon the idea that ideas have meaning.
那么后真理就讲了说我们抛弃那些有意义的那些一些真理，有一些命题。
This is their... following the culture in a new kind of relativism.
那么这个后真理其实只是现代的相对主义的一个表现形式而已。
So now the Oxford Dictionary tells me that the newest word means that words don't have any meaning.
所以牛津出版社基本上给我们告诉我们的信息就是说，这个新词它本身是没有意思的。
I thought if they really believe this, they need to change what they do to earn a living.
我觉得如果牛津出版社真的相信这个的话，那么他们最好去改一个方法，换一个方法去赚钱吧。
If you don't think words have meaning, you really shouldn't sell people dictionaries.
如果你认为这个词语没有意思，那你还出版词典干什么呢？
They should probably raise flowers and give them away on the street.
那还不如去去种花，然后把花送给那个街上的人呢。
The reason I share this is because of what happens to ideas in time and culture.
这个就反映了这个在当今文化里的一些思潮、一些想法。
The Christian idea of the church is 2,000 years old.
基督教关于教会的这样一个想法已经有2000多年的历史了。
And there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of cultures all over the world.
在世界上可能有成千上万的这种不同的文化。
So, what people understand when you say the word church, is very different, in different cultures.
所以在不同的文化里，人们对于教会的理解可能是很不一样的。
Not only that, but in American culture, the word church means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
就算在美国，教会这个词如何解释、如何理解，也有不同的说法。
Relativism says, well, it doesn't matter what you mean when you say church.
相对主义说没有关系，你怎么解释教会都没有什么关系。
But I actually believe that word means a great deal to God.
但是我觉得真正的正确的认识教会，对上帝来说却是一件很重要的事。
And when Christians think of the church, we should think the same thing that God thinks.
当基督徒来理解教会的时候，他们对教会理解应该跟上帝的理解是保持一致的。
So this newest sermon series, I'm revisiting fundamental ideas about the Christian faith.
所以在我接下来的这一系列讲道中，我就跟大家一起来探讨一下，在基督教里我们真正的教会的意义是什么。
I'm going to preach my way through what is a church.
所以今天我要讲什么是教会。
What is a Christian?
什么是基督徒？
What is worship?
什么是崇拜？
So that when we think of these things, we're thinking what the Bible said about them.
当我们想思考这些话题的时候，我们要想想圣经是如何阐述这些的。
We cannot control what the culture thinks when they think of a word.
当然，我们无法控制文化这个世俗的文化如何理解这些概念。
But we can examine our own thinking and compare it to the Bible and see if our thinking agrees with God's word.
但是至少我们自己可以来反省一下自己，我们对于这些的理解是不是和圣经保持一致的。
One of the fundamental things about all the different ways people express church is that some of it is true and some not.
人们对于教会不同的理解，当然有的理解是正确的，有的理解是错误的。
Some people are saying, "I'm leaving the church."
有的人说我要离开这个教会。
But I really want to suggest to you that may, if you're really a Christian, that's probably not even possible.
但我也要告诉这样的人说，如果你真是位基督徒，想离开教会，估计是不可能的事。
I'll explain why I think that's not possible. As we look at the word,
待会儿我和大家解释一下为什么你不可能离开教会，如果你是基督徒的话。
Let me start with the idea that Jesus Christ invented the church.
我首先来告诉大家一点，是耶稣开创了他的教会。
In these verses we read, Jesus said, "I will build my church."
刚才我们读了经文里说，耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
The word church in the New Testament is the word ekklesia.
这个教会在希腊文，圣经希腊文的原文是 ekklesia.
Ekklesia was a Greek political word that Jesus redefined and gave it a new meaning.
Ekklesia 在希腊文化中其实是一个政治术语，但是耶稣却给赋予它一个新的意义。
In the Greek system of government, you had a city.State and the citizens were voting for what to do in the government.
古希腊的政治制度一度是城邦制，也就是说，大家聚集在一起，一起来投票，来决定这个国家的事务。
An ecclesia was a group of citizens called together for a particular purpose.
那么 ecclesia 就是描述这样一个会议，一个集会，就是这群人为了一个目的汇集在一起来商讨一件事情。
Out of all the people who lived in and around the city, these citizens were called and said, "We want you to come together and make decisions."
就是从这个一个城里的居民里选出一部分人，说我们要商量一件事情，你们过来一起参与吧。
So in this quote in Matthew's gospel, this is the first instance where Jesus used the word church.
那么刚才读到马太福音这个经文，是耶稣第一次用了教会这个词。
He's saying that this is a gathering of his people who are called together by Christ for his reasons.
那这里的教会 ,ecclesia 的意思就是说，耶稣亲自把他们呼召出来，为了他的缘故。
After Jesus introduced this idea, you'll find New Testament writers using the word church again and again in the writings of Peter and Paul, for example.
在耶稣说了用了这个词以后，那么以后的这个其他的书信、圣经其他的这个章节就大量的使用 ecclesia 教会这个词，包括在彼得和保罗的这个经历里面。
When they translated the Old Testament into Greek.They used the word church for a particular reason.
那么当希腊文把旧约圣经翻成希腊文的时候呢，那么 ecclesia 也是有它的一个意思。
The Old Testament was written in Hebrew and Aramaic.
我们知道旧约是用希伯来文和亚兰文所写的。
When they translated the group of people who have real faith in God, they used the word ecclesia.
那么在旧约里，当我们形容一个对神真的怀着真正的信心而聚在一起的时候，那么这个词呢也是 ecclesia， 翻译成 ecclesia。
So I want you to notice already that there's no reference anywhere here to a building.
所以 ecclesia 根本不是讲一个建筑物而已。
There is no reference here so far to any particular kind of organizational structure.
Ecclesia 也不是描述一个什么一个组织机构。
There's only a group of people with faith in God called by God together.
Ecclesia 所描述的就是一群在对神有信心的人，他们聚在一起。
Now all around the world, culture has, in 2,000 years, changed the meaning of the word church.
可是在过去的2000年中，人们把教会这个意义呢，慢慢的更改了。
Maybe some of you today said, are you going to church today?
也许今天有人问你，你今天去教会吗？
Are you going to attend a church?
你今天会去参加教会吗？
So church is not the building.
但是教会并不是一个建筑物，一个房子而已。
The building is where the church gathers together.
教堂是教会聚集的地方，没错。
What we're doing right now is not necessarily church.
但是即使这样，我们现在所做的也不一定就能够说是教会。
But we are being the church by being here together.
但我们今天在这里，我们的人在这里，这本身就说明了教会在这里。
When the culture says, I don't like churches.
当世俗文化说啊，我不喜欢教会。
They're probably talking about buildings.
他们也许指的是不喜欢这个建筑。
Or denominations.
这个宗派。
Or the way some people who call themselves a church behave.
或者是教会中某些人的行为。
But they probably do not understand what.Jesus meant when he talked about the church.
但这些说不喜欢教会人，他们恐怕不太知道耶稣说的教会是什么意思。
Next, a confusing thing is, people say, "Oh, let me invite you to my church."
那么另外一个让人感到糊涂的话，就是说，有人说，哎，我想邀请你到我们教会来。
I want to say to you with love.
我想用跟你表现这个爱。
The church belongs to Jesus, not to me.
但是教会是不属于我的，是属于耶稣的。
So I want to invite people to Jesus' church.
所以我们邀请人来教会的时候，不是来参加我的教会，而是耶稣的教会。
I want him to invite my friends to come and meet the church.
我们希望我的朋友来见这个教会，来参见这个，来和这个教会来认识这个教会。
So notice that Jesus said, I will build my church.
所以耶稣说，我要建立我的教会。
He has no obligation to build our church, only his church.
耶稣并没有义务来建造我们的教会，只有他的教会才是算数的。
So if what we're doing here is not what Jesus called us to do here, he will not help us do it.
如果我们所做的并不是耶稣所要我们做的，那耶稣恐怕就不会帮我们了。
So the first thing I want to change our thinking about is when you think church, I want you to think people together. This.
所以第一个我们要改变我们的思想想法，就是说，当我们说教会的时候，我们想的是像我们今天这样一群人在这里来聚集。
I've already introduced this idea, but a church is a community of believers, and it's like a human body.
那么第二点要我说的就是我要说的就是教会是信徒的一个集会，一个群体，就像一个身体一样。
In Ephesians 5, 23 and 24, it tells us Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now,as the church submits to Christ, and it goes on. But notice, the church, Christ is the head, and we are the body.
以弗所书五章二十三节是说，基督是教会的头，他也是教会全体的救主。教会应该顺服基督。
Jesus is saying, when you think about church, think about something that's organic.
当耶稣说教会的时候，他指的是一个有机的生命体。
It's living, and it's made up of human beings.
它是一个活的一个机体，它是由人来组成的。
So the church is not architectural.
所以教会不是一个建筑。
And the church is not organizational.
教会不是一个组织。
The church is made up of living people.
教会是由活生生的人来组成的。
Now the church, you have to think about this, is organized.
教会是有一个 有一个组成的结构。
But it's organized like a human being, not organized like a government agency.
但它这个组成是就像人的身体那样组成，而不是像政府啊或者是这部门那样的组成。
So all the parts of the church are living.
所以每教会的每一个部分，每一个部分都是有生命的，都是活生生的。
Now this corrects two popular misconceptions about the church.
如果我们知道这一点，我们就能够知道有两种关于教会不正确的想法，为什么他们是错误的。
Some people, when they think about a church, they think about great cathedrals and stone and beautiful architecture.
当人们说，有的人说教会有他们想象的就是那个大的这个宏伟的教堂啊，石头砌的教堂。
Another group of people, when they think about church, will think about the house church, like the house church in China.
另外一些人呢，他们认为教会就是家庭教会，就像在家里聚会那种形式，就像我们中国的家庭教会一样。
And the truth is that the church can be both of these things.
但事实是，教会既可以是第一种那种宏伟的教堂，也可以是家庭的聚会。
Because a church can meet in a home, or it can meet in a great cathedral.
教会可以在教堂里聚会，也可以在家中聚会。
So the church is not one particular expression of the body of Christ.
所以教会不是一个一个特别，就不是说某一种单特殊的形式来表达他对耶稣的从属关系。
All of us are humans, yes.
我们每个都是人，对不对？
Some of you are taller than I am.
有的人比我高。
Some of you are shorter than I am.
有的人比我矮。
All of you are better looking than I am.
每个人都比我长得好看。
So the body of Christ can be very different. It can be big and small and with many people or a few people.
所以教会的人是可以形形色色，是各种各样的。
But it's all the body of Christ.
但每一个人都是基督的身体的一部分。
So if somebody's saying, oh, you know, I don't like the church.
所以当有人说我不喜欢教会。
And they mean great cathedrals.
他可能指的是他不喜欢这个建筑物。
They're only saying that because they don't understand what the church is.
但是他们这样说是因为他们不知道教会的真正意义是什么。
Those are all just one expression of the body of Christ.
因为这个只是这个基督身体的一个特殊的表达方式而已。
The other misconception I want to correct is the idea that you can voluntarily be a church with just one person.
另外一个我想纠正的观点就是说，有些人认为教会可以是由一个人组成的，我一个人就可以成为教会。
And this is more of a Western problem than an Eastern problem.
我想这个问题可能更多是存在于西方文化里，东方文化里这个问题可能会少一点，会轻一点。
You know, when Westerners think of ourselves, we only think of me, just me alone.
因为西方的文化比较讲究自我。
And almost every command in the New Testament is in the plural.
但是问题是，这个圣经里的关于这些诫命都是以复数，都是以多数的形式而表达出来的。
So if the Bible says Christians love one another,
比如说耶稣说要互相的，要爱你的邻舍。
It's plural. It means all of you should be loving everyone else in the church all together.
那是其实是个互动的关系，每一个人都应该爱他的其他的人，爱他周围的人。
And that's not just a command to one of you, but to all of us together.
这个吩咐不是给单单以某一个人的，而是给所有人的。
If the Bible says encourage one another,
还有圣经说要互相要鼓励，互相的鼓励，互相的这个劝诫来建造对方。
That's plural. It means all of you should be encouraging to all everyone else.
那也是指的是所有的人都要来互相的建造，来鼓励对方。
If the Bible says worship God.
圣经说我们要来敬拜神。
It's in the plural, so it means all of you worship God together.
仍然是一个复数，说所有的人都要一起来敬拜神。
So there's no concept in anywhere in the New Testament of a person who voluntarily separates themselves from the body of Christ.
所以在新约圣经里没有一处地方说一个人可以自己想一个人偷偷离开这个群体一个人来成立一个教会成为一个人的教会。
I talk to postmodern Westerners and they say, "Oh, I'm a church of one."
有一些后现代主义的人说我是单个，我是我自己的教会，我是一个人的教会。
And I say to them, are you able to gather in a place with other Christians?
我就问他们说，你难道不能和其他的基督徒一起来聚会吗？
Then I say, no, you are a religion of one, but a church is a group gathered in Christ's name to serve him together.
他说，我就会说，你们的这个宗教观念是你自己的自我的观念，可是真正的教会是一个集体，一个群体。
It's impossible to be a church of one.
所以不可能是一个人的教会，不可能是你独自的教会。
Do you ever, those of you wear glasses, do you ever put your glasses up here on top of your head?
如果各位戴眼镜的话，有时候你是把眼镜放在这个额头之上呢？
Sometimes I do this and I walk around the house.
我在家里有时候是这样做的，而且我在家里走来走去。
And I would say to my wife and children, where are my glasses?
有时候我问我的太太和我的孩子说，我的眼镜到哪去了？
I can't put anything down for 1 minute in this house and someone moves it.
我说真是不好，我把东西刚一放下，别人就把这个东西拿走了。
Tell me, where are my glasses?
这眼镜到底哪去了？快告诉我。
And they all just roll their eyes.
他们都把眼睛咕噜咕噜转。
I had my glasses all the time.
因为我一直把我的眼镜放在我额头上，我自己都不知道。
Let me tell you why a Christian can't leave the church.
我也想用这个来解释一下，为什么一个基督徒不能离开教会。
You can't leave the church because you are the church.
你不能离开教会，因为你就是教会。
You're part of a body.
因为你是身体的一部分。
If I cut my finger off, is it still part of my body?
如果我把我的指头这个切掉的话，这个指头断指还是我的身体的一部分吗？
What would my finger do by itself?
我一根断指能做什么呢？
It does my body no good.
它不会对我的身体有任何的好处。
My body does my finger no good.
我的身体也不会对这个断指带来任何的好处。
This happened to my grandfather. He had an accident at work and lost his thumb.
实际上，这个事情真发生在我爷爷身上。有次他有一个事故，结果把他的这个大拇指给切掉了。
So never think that as a Christian you can just walk away and be a great Christian.
所以绝对不要认为你自己可以走开到一个荒郊野外，自己来自己成立一个教会。
When we're being the church, we're never perfect.
我们作为教会，我们每个人当然我们都是不完美的。
We hurt ourselves and sometimes we hurt one another.
我们有时候会伤害自己，甚至也会伤害别人。
Being a body is difficult and complicated.
要跟别人成为一个身体，我知道是很困难的，是很复杂的一个不是一个很简单的事情。
But remember, you're part of Christ's body.
但是要记住，你是基督的身体。
If you and I have to sacrifice or even suffer to love one another, then that's what we should do.
如果我们要爱人到一个地步，我们要牺牲自己，要来受苦的话。那我们也应该去做呀。
So this church, this gathered group of true believers, is God's plan for the world.
因为，信徒在一起聚会，这是神对这个世界的一个心意。
This is God's only plan. He doesn't have a plan B.
这是神唯一的一个心意，他没有另外第二个方案。
Listen to this explanation from Ephesians chapter 5.
我们听听以弗所书第五章是怎么讲的。
To preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and bring the light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This is according to his eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord.
以弗所书三章八到十一节是这么说的。我们要把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物的神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So when the church is actually being the church, we are showing the world what God is like.
当我们能够活出教会的样式的时候，我们就能够向世人展现神是哪一位，神是怎样的一位神。
So I'm going to suggest that you change the word church from a noun to a verb.
所以我建议大家把教会从一个名词变成一个动词。
Now, it doesn't do this in the Bible, so this is just me.
当然教会里并没有把它变成动词，这只是我个人的一个建议。
So when I come here and I get to meet with you, I intend to church with you.
所以今天我来跟大家聚会，我想跟大家一起来教会。
I come here because I need you to express God's love to me.
我来见你是因为我希望你能够把神的爱能够展现给我看。
And I come here because you need me to express God's love to you.
我来这里也是希望，因为你也需要我把神对我的爱也展现给你看。
If I need to pray with you.
我需要跟你一起祷告。
I'm so happy we're going to do that at the end of the service.
非常高兴我们在这个崇拜之后，我们有一起祷告的时间。
I come to church with you and help people who are discouraged.
我和大家一起来教会，是因为我想来帮助那些沮丧的人，那些失望的人。
I come here because when people are ill, we need to pray for one another together.
我和你们一起来教会，是因为我想来帮助那些身体有软弱的，为他们一起来祷告。
So I see my participation with you in the church as essential to my Christian life.
所以我和大家一起来聚会，这是我信仰生活的一个不可缺少的一部分。
When you think of whether you should come to this gathering, you should think, well, the body needs me.
当我们来教会的时候，我们想到身体真的需要我。
And I need them.
我也需要其他的身体的部分。
So it's kind of shocking in this post-truth world that you can't do church any way you want to.
所以当那些后现代人说教会想是什么这样子就可以什么样子，这真是让人难以置信。
There are a lot of buildings all over the world that have the word church on the sign out in front of the building.
在世上有很多建筑外面都会挂着一个牌子，写着教会两个字。
They're only truly a church if the people inside are gathered by Jesus Christ and doing the things Jesus called us to do together.
但教会只有是里面的人是因着主的名在一起聚会来做主所喜悦的事情，这样的教会才是真正的教会。
Let me make this last point that the church lives to do the work of God under Christ's authority.
在耶稣的权柄之下，教会一起来做神的工，这是我想跟大家分享的第三点。
It says in 1 Corinthians 12, God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues.
哥林多前书十二章二十八节说，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的。再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
So not only has God called us together here in Norwich to be the Norwich Chinese Christian Church.
所以不仅神把我们聚集在一起，在这里成立了诺城华人教会。
He's given each of us a purpose, a function, a particular calling to minister to the rest of the body.
神也给了我每一个人你自己一个独特的功能，一个身份，一个地位，来帮助其他的信徒。
And notice that it said that the Christ, the head of the church, appointed each person to their role inside the body of Christ.
这些职分是基督作为教会的头所指派的。
Not all of us are going to be co-workers, church leaders.
不是，当然不是所有人都是教会的这个执事同工。
Some of us are going to be teachers, and some of us are not.
有些人可能能够做教师，有些人却不会做教师。
As all these functions in the body of Christ are described, God chooses for you which of these you will perform in the body of Christ.
但是不管你的职分是什么，你的功能是什么，都是神所指派的，神所选定的。
To a 21st century American, this is outrageous.
对于二十一世纪的今天来说，这样一个想法简直是难以置信的，简直太不可思议了。
Chuck, are you telling me I can't just be anything I want to be in the church?
所以说，天成，你的意思就是说，难道我不能成为我想要成为什么就能成为什么吗？在教会里，我想做什么就能做什么吗？你告诉我，这不是我不能这么想吗？
No, Christ, the head of the church, appoints people. He chooses you for particular ministry.
当然不是，因为教会你的职分，你想做的事，你所做的事情是耶稣亲自所选定，他自己所设立的，是他所指派的。
Our greatest effectiveness and fulfillment comes from discovering what Christ has called us to do and doing it with all our heart.
我们的生活能够得到最大的满足和最大的实现，就是我们能够实现耶稣基督在我们身上的旨意。
I asked, why does Jesus have the right to tell everyone what they should do in his church, his body?
我问别人，为什么耶稣要在圣经里写下他对教会的心意呢？
In Acts 20:28, Paul is saying, keep watch over yourselves and the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, and be shepherds of the church of God which he bought with his own blood.
保罗在《使徒行传》20:28里这么说，圣灵立了你们做全群的 监督，你们就应当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是用他用自己血所买来的。
The church belongs to Christ, and he has complete authority because he purchased us with his own blood.
教会属于基督，因为基督有他的权柄，因为教会是基督的血所买来的。
We can't behave in just any way we'd like to when we're being a church.
我们作为教会的一部分，我们可不能为所欲为，随心所欲，想怎么做就怎么做。
First Timothy 3 says, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
提摩太前书3:15说，你知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
When we come here as God's house, we need God's household, we need to behave like our father.
当我们作为家庭的成员来到教会的时候，我们的所见所做所行要像天上的父一样。
So to Westerners, it's really shocking that in the church, everybody doesn't have an equal voice.
对西方人来说，他们当他们得知教会里人并不是人人的声音都是一样的话，他们觉得这是不可思议，他们觉得我们每个人声音都应该是有一样的这个地位和这个分量。
We're all equally important to God and equally loved by God.
当然我们的确，我们对神来说，我们每个人都很重要，神都是同样的爱每一个人。
But we need to serve and love one another.
但是我们也必须是来服侍，互相的服侍，互相的爱护。
Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life.
耶稣说，我来不是受人的服侍，乃是服侍人，并且献上我的生命。
So, when we're being a church, we have the same attitude as Jesus.
当我们成为教会的时候，那么我们的态度和耶稣的态度是一样的。
So, let me wrap up my definition of the church.
让我再总结一下教会的定义。
The church is not a building and not an organization.
教会不是一个建筑，不是一个组织机构。
It's not my church, it's Christ's church.
教会不是我的教会，乃是基督的教会。
The church is organic, made up of born-again, believing Christians called out of the world together by Jesus Christ.
教会是一个有机的生命体，它是由一群重生得救的基督徒受了神的呼召来走到一起的。
Jesus Christ, as the head of the church, has absolute authority over what we do together when we gather.
基督作为这个神的教会的元首，教会的头，他有完全的权柄，他可以决定我们在一起聚会的时候，我们每个人该怎么做。
At our 10th anniversary celebration, I said something about this church that I believe with all my heart.
在诺城华人教会10周年庆典的时候，我在贺信里说了关于引用了教会的一段论述。
Jesus Christ himself called this church together here in this place to represent him.
因为教会在诺城这个地方成立了这个教会，成为他的教会。
He called us to be the body of Christ here in Norwich.
他把我们呼召出来，在 Norwich 这个地方成为他的身体。
He wants everyone who comes here to visit us to experience the life of Jesus.
他希望每个人到我们教会人都能够感受到耶稣基督的爱。
By watching how we love one another and how we live for our Savior.
当人们看到我们如何的互相的有爱，互相的我们如何为救主而活的时候，人们就能知道教会是什么。
I love churching with you.
所以我特别喜欢和大家一起来教会。
I love being the body of Christ together with you.
我喜欢和大家一起成为耶稣基督的身体的一部分。
We will always, as long as Christ calls us together, be part of one another.
只要耶基督作为教会的元首，我们就永远是不可分割的一部分。
And that's why I can never leave the church.
这是为什么我不能离开教会的原因。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for your calling on our lives.
主耶稣，我们感谢你对我们的呼召。
We're so humbled that you would want us together to express your life in this place.
我们真是感到非常的谦卑，因为你居然让我们来从我们身上显出你的生命。
Thank you for calling us to be the church, your church.
感谢你把我们选出来成为你的教会。
Show us how to more perfectly express the life of Christ together.
请你帮助我们该如何的更加的来展现在耶稣里一个爱的一个生命。
We thank you for this great gift of the church.
我们为这样一个教会这样一个美好的礼物，我们感谢你。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.